Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This week, President Obama offered a way to help at least some Americans pay back their college loans. And for good reason. The total student debt load in the U.S. recently passed $1 trillion. It now exceeds total credit card debt and is second only to what Americans owe on their home mortgages.
Mr. Obama's plan coincides with news that the cost of college is more expensive than ever. According to the College Board, tuition at the average private four-year college is up 4.5% compared to last year. At public colleges, it shot up more than 8%.
The president's executive order will speed up changes that were already approved by Congress. The biggest change, college grads with low-income federal loans can have their monthly payments capped at 10% of discretionary income, and some of them can get their loans forgiven after 20 years.
The president announced the plan earlier this week at the University of Colorado in Denver.
About 1.6 million Americans could see their payments go down by hundreds of dollars a month. And that includes some of the students who are here today.
And it would include many graduates in and around Boston, home to dozens of colleges and universities. Here to talk about the impact of this plan is Michael Ryan. He's a vice president at American Student Assistance in Boston. And Michael, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about what this plan will do and what it won't do. First of all, we know some 36 million Americans have college debt. This might reach 1.6 million of them. How helpful is this?
Well, it's certainly helpful to those borrowers who will be impacted. It's important to note that this is really an enhancement to an existing program that for a while has been available to help borrowers, particularly borrowers with low income and relatively high debt, to manage their repayment by structuring that obligation to match to the income based on federal poverty levels. This decreases the cap that those borrowers would be required to pay and makes it available sooner. So it will be incremental advantage to some borrowers and certainly worth checking out.
And let's be clear, this would not help people with private loans, right?
It will not. And that is an important distinction. There has been a bit of confusion on that front. This is only for borrowers with federal debt, both loans made directly by the Department of Education in the direct program and also private bank-funded loans guaranteed by the government under the FFELP program that is no longer making loans.
Well, I want to bring someone in who might or might not be affected by this, but who is certainly interested to know more. We're joined by Sarah Kleiman. She's a certified nurse midwife here in the Boston area. She graduated in 2008 from the Yale School of Nursing. So she has a job, but she also has a lot of student debt. And Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a bit about your situation. How much do you owe in student loans?
My heart breaks every time I actually have to say the number. In federal student loans, I still owe about $110,000. Mm. And that's just from graduate school. That's not even including my undergraduate, which thankfully is just about paid off.
So that's more than $100,000 in federal loans. Any idea when you will be able to pay that off? And how much of a struggle is that to make those payments each month?
Yeah, honestly, I have sort of just felt like it is part of my monthly payment probably for the rest of my life. That's the only way I can kind of reconcile it emotionally on a monthly basis. And really, I think of it, not that I'm happy with this, but it's sort of like a second rent. I mean, I pay over $1,000 a month just for these. That's for all my loans. So that's private included, but just under $1,000 for federal loans.
Now, are you aware of what the president offered today and, I mean, this week, and does it apply to you in any way?
You know, I don't know. The first time I heard about it, I got very excited because I kept my fingers crossed that I, you know, did meet criteria for it, but I don't know enough of the details to know, do I make too much money? Do I meet the criteria for it? So I'm not sure. But if I did, what you said at the beginning, you know, being able to pay a few hundred dollars less every month would be great.
Sure. Well, Michael Ryan, is there something you can say to Sarah? I mean, she's not sure if the president's plan will help her.
Well, sure, Sarah. And it's certainly worth investigating to know whether this might apply to you, and it's really going to be based on your total income. And what you want to do is look at, go to studentaid.ed.gov, where there is a calculator that will walk through the qualification for the current income-based repayment program, not dependent on the recently proposed changes, which won't impact you because you're already in repayment, but you may be able to take advantage of the income-based repayment, even if you're not interested or not likely to be a candidate for long-term loan forgiveness over 25 years, mm-hmm. it's still worth knowing what your repayment options are, possibly including the IBR option, to structure your debt relative to your monthly income. So it's worth knowing that. It only takes a few minutes to go through that and see where your current income falls relative to that qualifying threshold and see if you might, even at this time, be a candidate for the income-based repayment. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, thanks for that advice. And Sarah, just stand by if you would. I want to ask Michael at least one more question here. Michael, beyond what's being offered this week, what's the best thing the government could be doing, should be doing, to help students struggling with repaying these loans? Students like Sarah, former students like Sarah and others.
Well, the good news, Anthony, is that the government has done a lot already to make available options to borrowers to help structure their repayment, to understand and manage their debt. We haven't done as great a job in making sure that borrowers know what options are available to them.
Yeah, so, I think this income-based repayment plan, I guess, is more than a million Americans qualify, but only 450,000 have actually enrolled. So word needs to go out.
It is really underutilized on this matter and also just on general repayment options. The federal government needs to do more to help borrowers be aware of what those options are so they can stay out of trouble, avoid default, and manage their debt responsibly.
Well, Sarah, I want a quick question. I mean, one of the big debates that's out there is given that the debt loads that people have to carry for so long now, is it worth it? I mean, was it worth getting a college degree?
Yeah, absolutely. College and graduate school, I don't regret either one. I, you know, have a great job that I'm very happy with, so I don't look back and say, I should have done something different, I shouldn't have done it. It's one of those things that I have to sort of contend with every month.
Well, Sarah Kleiman, good luck to you. Sarah is a certified nurse midwife here in the Boston area who graduated in 2008 from the Yale School of Nursing. And Michael Ryan, a vice president at American Student Assistance in Boston, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up, the Beach Boys' Smile is finally available. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.